What is your assessment of department morale right now?
Right now, obviously, with everything that's been going on, you know, the morale has taken a hit, obviously. You know, something I try to do, and even as a commander, I try to do it. I try to stay in touch with the troops, you know, not forget where I came from. You know, morale to a certain extent comes from within somebody. You know, what I try to tell the guys is that don't internalize things that you can't control and let it bother you to a point that it bogs you down. And even myself in life, you know, over years, it took a while for me to learn that. Let's concentrate on things we can do something about. You know, let's if there's something we can do positively that are positive that will help make things better, let's do that. So, you know, morale is such a tricky element in the fact that some of it's so self-controlled. But as an organization, there are certain things that we might be able to do to help increase that. And one of those things is, you know, open communication and dialogue from the ranks all the way up. And, you know, not just listening to people, but hearing them, you know, and letting them know that we are responsive. And there are going to be times that we can't do what people are asking. You know, there's certain things we're never going to agree upon. But I think if you just listen to people and then give them an answer. And then, obviously, you know, I think people want to be led. We just got to come up with a roadmap and then show people how we're going to get there.
Obviously, morale is confidence internally within your organization, within your department. I would put public confidence on the external side of that, how the public views the department. You know, what can you do as interim police chief to perhaps restore some of that public confidence in city leadership that may have been lost in the wake of this file shredding incident here in the last several months?
You know, some of the same things we talk about morale. You know, we have to get out and I think we have a great relationship with most of the public. I think if you go to any neighborhood association out there, they'll tell you that they work closely with our NPOs in the police department.
Are neighborhood police officers?
That is correct. And one thing they are tasked with doing is building those relationships and strengthening them. There are direct contact out there. But obviously as a chief, you know, I need to get out there too. I need to get out there and meet with some of these people, address some of their concerns, and work on strengthening our relationships. Obviously there's some people out there who may have some doubts over what's come out, you know, and kind of maybe looking at us and not so sure anymore, or maybe they're a little shaky. But I want to reassure people that, you know, we're here to do the right thing. We're going to do our best to be the best organization that we can and move forward.
How would you characterize your professional relationship over the years with Deputy Chief Cliff Buescher?
I've worked with Deputy Chief Buescher. You know, we were never on the same shifts, but I've been working pretty closely here for the last 3 years in the command staff. Obviously, before that, we knew each other, obviously, and we worked every once in a while, but he was predominantly on the midnight shift, where I was on afternoon shift for a lot of years. And since I've been up here, Deputy Chief Buescher has always treated me fair, always been there if I've had a question about anything. So I really can't say anything negative about Deputy Chief Buescher at this time.
Mayor Houston was quoted this spring as saying he believed that the release of some of Deputy Chief Buescher's internal affairs files was the work of what he called factions within the department trying to discredit him. Do you agree that there are factions, and if so, do you believe that they remain?
Well, to be honest, due to the ongoing investigation about the shredding incident and stuff, I'd rather just not comment on that right now just because of that. As far as factions in the department, you know, I think there's always people who are maybe envious or jealous, and I wouldn't even call them factions. You know, there's groups of people who are friends and they look out for each other. You know, we got a great department, we got a lot of great talent out there. You know, I'm probably not the best one to assess that or, you know, give a statement on that at this time, because to be honest with you, I think we all work pretty well together.
Would you consider yourself to be a friend of Cliff Buescher's?
Yeah, obviously we're definitely on friendly terms up here. You know, we work here. He's definitely, you know, always been a, like I said, somebody that has always worked well with me. I've never had an issue with him as far as working up here. But as friends and hanging out, no, we don't hang out socially, no. But, I mean, I've had no issues with him as far as working up here.
Do you think your recent promotion will ruffle any feathers among the other deputy chiefs? How do you expect that new dynamic is going to work, given that some of these people outranked you previously?
You know, we're all professionals here, and I don't think there'll be any issues. You know, there probably are some people who maybe have some hurt feelings right now, or, you know, I don't want to say that, maybe that are just, there was a desire for maybe the position, I should say, would be better. Some people had the desire to do the position, and there's a lot of great talent out here. We're all professionals. I don't see any problems at all with the deputy chiefs as far as working together. We all care about the organization and moving the organization forward. I really think it's going to be a non-issue.
And why do you think, do you have any solid idea of why you were chosen over some of those other candidates? Did the mayor give you any indication?
You know, in my position as commander, you know, I worked with the mayor in the mayor's office on several different tasks and several different details. And, you know, I would hope it was because of my work ethic. You know, I think if you ask anybody around here, I always give 110%, always try to do the right thing. I think my work ethic is hopefully why, you know, the mayor has expressed confidence in me to be able to take on this position, take on this challenge, and I look forward to meeting it.
And what are some of the first leadership tasks or decisions that you've been asked to fulfill even this week as you get started?
You know, the big thing is just bringing our people together, you know, and trying to work on the morale thing. And basically, you know, as a staff, you know, we got to move the organization forward. We got to get past this. And, you know, we'll cooperate with any kind of investigation that's going on. We'll do the right thing. And, again, our big thing right now is just trying to move forward. I think gaining that public confidence back, you know, not only with the public in general, but also the aldermen, you know, and the troops, you know. So that's my biggest thing, you know. It's been such a whirlwind the last 24 hours that, you know, today has been one of those days of just trying to get caught up a little bit.
And have you been in contact at all with any representatives of the Illinois State Police that may be leading up that investigation?
No, I have not.
Okay. What would make you decide to seek this as a permanent position?
You know, when I spoke with the mayor, I agreed to an interim position, obviously, and told him I would definitely consider the permanent position. For me, you know, my family's, I care a lot about the organization, but obviously my family's my most important priority. And, you know, this is a wonderful opportunity. It's a wonderful challenge. But it's very time-consuming and very difficult, especially under the circumstances. I definitely will give it every consideration. I'll speak with my family. And ultimately I'll make a decision, you know, what's best for my family and myself professionally, whether or not to seek that position or not. My job is basically to ensure a smooth transition to who that permanent chief may be.
And part of that transition is obviously going to be working with answering questions that come from members of the city council. How do you anticipate your interaction with them moving forward?
You know, I look forward to it, actually. Obviously, we're never always going to agree with anybody. The city council has a job to do. And most of them, I mean, they all take it very seriously. You know, I look forward to working with them. I've worked with some of them already on different levels, some more than others, as being the commander of field operations. And I look forward to continuing that relationship. Obviously, I'll probably work closer with them now than what I have even in the past. You know, I've reached out to them already to kind of tell them, hey, I'm here for you. If there's anything you need, let's open up the lines of communication. Let's move forward. You know, they care about the community just as much as I do. And as I stated before, they have a job to do, and I'm willing to work together to accomplish anything we need to do.
Is that mine?
That's me.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to let that finish buzzing as I make sure that I've only got two more questions left for you.
Okay.
During the course of my reporting on the various lawsuits that are facing the city, and I won't ask questions directly relating to them, but during the course of my reporting, I have had an opportunity to sit down with Calvin Christian. And during our conversation, I asked him about his relationship with former Chief Robert Williams in Christian's capacity as a reporter and someone who's been at City Hall. And Christian commented that he felt like Chief Williams had an adequate and a positive open-door policy. And as a member of the public, that was something that he hoped to see in a new chief. Is that something that he, not him specifically, but the Springfield public at large can expect from your office?
You know, I think I'm approachable. You know, I'd be willing to listen to anybody, talk to anybody. Obviously, you know, even within our own ranks, you know, we're a paramilitary organization. What I would always try to do is refer people to who they need to talk to get the answer they need to get, you know. You know, basically, we are the community's police department. And, you know, we'll try to be as open and as transparent as we possibly can, you know, as far as working with people. There'll be times when we probably can't do everything that somebody's requesting because of different, you know, reasons, whether it be confidentiality or what it may be, you know. So obviously we'll work with anybody that we can to move forward.
As the mayor just recently appointed you, were there certain, you know, mandates, suggestions, directives directly from the mayor himself and his office to you? Were there certain things that he wanted to make sure that he made clear to you as you took on this new responsibility?
No, not necessarily. You know, he's been very supportive, very encouraging. You know, basically told me he'll be there for me, you know, that if there's anything I need, reach out to him. So, no, to answer your question, no. But basically he's been very encouraging, you know. And other than that, you know, he's just basically said, hey, you know, go out there, do the job. I got the confidence in you. If there's something you're not quite so sure on, just get back with me and we'll work through it.
And will former Chief Williams also be playing a part of this transition? Are there going to be things that he's going to have to hand off to you, or are you doing this all on your own?
Yeah, I mean, I have spoken to Chief Williams, and basically he told me the same thing. If there's anything you need, any questions that you have, reach out to him.
Finally, Chief Winslow, from your perspective, what is the biggest challenge facing the city of Springfield from a public safety perspective, or simply facing the Springfield Police Department and everything that it does?
You know, there's several challenges out there. You know, one being right now the community trust again and the respect. And like I stated earlier, I think the community believes in us. Obviously, you know, we're working under some unfortunate circumstances right now, but I think for the most part, if you went out and you asked the community, they would support us. They know that the men and women out there are doing their best and doing a good job every day. As far as the police department itself, obviously, you know, we have some fiscal restraints, obviously, due to the economic situation. While it appears to be improving, obviously, you know, there's things that obviously we can't have everything we want. We're still several officers down from our peak a few years ago, but this is probably the new reality. You know, the manning where we're at now is probably where we're going to be at for the foreseeable future. So it's basically just adjusting and adapting our way of policing to improve the safety for the community.
Police Chief Kenny Winslow, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, sir.